Tonight's Big Brother 21 recap is sponsored by our friends over at ZipRecruiter. Now, if you work in Big Brother casting, you know just how challenging it can be to find the right people. That's where ZipRecruiter makes it easy to find qualified candidates at ZipRecruiter.com/survive. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter is going to scan thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job. And as the applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/survive. That's ZipRecruiter.com/survive. S-U-R-V-I-V-E. ZipRecruiter.com/survive. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who believes in the conspiracy theory that Kat is ripping off all of Antonio Mazzaro's best takes. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. And we're going to talk about this episode of Big Brother 21 tonight, where we saw a lot of the competition and a lot of other crazy stuff here on a night when Holly ultimately is going to put Nick and Sam up on the block. And here to talk about it all, of course, this season, many people have said has some Big Brother 19 vibes. And here to tell us if that's true or not, welcome back. Cameron Hurd is here. Cameron, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah, this season has some Big Brother 19 vibes, I guess, in the sense that nobody likes it.
So far.
That's true.
You never know. It's like Big Brother 19, maybe without Paul. So your mileage may vary on that one. Cameron, congratulations on your recent engagement.
Yep, I am engaged. I'm a taken man now. That just is a recent thing. So, it's exciting. I'm excited. I'm not getting married for like another year and a half or so.
Okay. Yeah, there's no rush. Yeah. Take your time. All right. And a man who is married to his work, covering the Big Brother live feeds, here is Mr. Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. I'm very excited. Very excited to talk about this HOH competition and everything else.
And everything else along the way. All right. So
half HOH competition, half everything else.
Yes. All right. So we're going to take your questions. Hashtag RHAP. Scott St. Pierre is standing by. And of course, we'll get into spoilers from the weekend later on in this show. All right. So let's dive in. Cameron, I guess big picture. Well, what are your thoughts here on Big Brother 21?
I liked the battle back twist. I think there was a lot of hate for it, but I actually enjoyed it because it allowed like the newbies to actually play the game, even though they were out. But they got the chance to continue those social bonds to then, once they battled their way back into the house, they can leverage that. So I liked that twist. I just don't like the way it was actually used. I feel like the house guests that were in there just like still like just obeyed every single thing that Mickey or the eight said. Like if they wanted to be in the room, like when people are screaming, you go in the room, nobody's going to stop you. They can't physically remove you. So I would just like more of that. But this season, I feel like it's just there's a lot of characters that aren't or people in the show that aren't doing anything. And it really frustrates me, like when Jess just refuses to cooperate and refuses to acknowledge that there's alliances.
Were a big proponent. You like Camp Comeback as somebody who was the victim of one of these twists, a la like a David who ends up being the victim of a twist on the first night. So you were very happy for these people who got to stay on.
Yeah, and maybe that's my bias showing, but I really like the fact that they at least got to participate, because the first couple of evictions, it's really random who gets out. It's like it's got to just get the ball rolling, and then the middle of the game, that's where most of the game is actually played. So I like the whole twist, and this is something that I would like to see brought back personally.
Okay. Do you see a way that they could improve on Camp Comeback?
No, I can't really think of a way that they could improve on it at this moment.
Okay. All right, Taryn, we got to see a lot of the HOH competition play out. Boy, Big Brother really, that I was listening to the score alone, Taryn, and they really, like, they went, they took it very serious. A lot of gravitas for this HOH competition.
I've been noticing a sense of pride in the competitions this season, and I definitely got that sense from this competition as well, that they were very proud. They really loved those shots of like the legs shaking, like, it's so hard. So yeah, they were really building this up, and I guess they didn't want anything to sully the reputation of this particular competition.
More on that in a minute. Yeah, Karen, when Holly won the HOH, I mean, it was like this, you know, the symphony swelled of that they don't usually have. I mean, on Survivor, you know, the music can get like, you know, really triumphant, but it's rare for Big Brother.
Yeah, definitely. And to see them like crowd and basically take her off the ropes was a little ridiculous in my opinion. And I don't understand why Holly and Sis like had to argue about who is going to win the HOH. It seemed like at the end, like the last four people were all competing to try and nominate Sam.
But Jackson said that Holly couldn't drop.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. If anything, that would make more like cracks in your alliance, because now it pisses off Sis, who's close with Jack, and it just makes it so that way now there's a more clear divide to try and wiggle your way into the six. Mm-hmm. He's just a whine. I'm glad that they exposed him in this episode.
Well, so on a night where Jackson got a pretty rough edit, Taryn, it was not as bad as I guess it could have been.
Yes. If you were a listener to the previous recap and you listened all the way through, then you definitely heard us talk about the fact that Jackson did need to go to the bathroom during the competition. He was really, himself. And they ended up cutting that out of the episode. But I did notice, Rob, I hope you caught this, that when Jackson fell, there was a squish sound effect.
Yes. So I actually did. I saw your tweet, so I have it.
You're all right, Jackson. It's okay.
Come on. That was so painful. Oh, it has to
be. Bite it, Mickey.
It's a water landing. Just to back it up for people who might have checked out and didn't follow the social medias of it all, that yes, Jackson did urinate himself during this challenge, and it was known by the house. Cameron, did that happen in that first challenge in Big Brother 19 when everybody was hanging out in what were those, like tree, like branches?
Was just balls. No, nobody pissed themselves. We were only out there for like 35-40 minutes, so that would have been ridiculous. I'm fine with him pissing himself, like him being like committed to the win. Like if it came up to me and I was on the ropes for HOH and I needed it, I would have pissed myself too. So yeah, I don't think it's ridiculous.
There, there are some moments in my podcasting career where I stop and I look at just like, was I okay with Jackson peeing himself on TV? Should they have shown Jackson peeing himself on TV? I'm talking to thousands and thousands of people about how maybe they shouldn't have shown it, or maybe they should have shown it. And is it admirable? Is it disgusting? I'm not sure, but I'm talking about a man peeing himself a lot.
I think they should have showed it. It shows his commitment to the HOH. I think it would have been great. And then Kat just jumps off the second he wins. It's even more comedic to me because she's just like ridiculous. Like I think she has America's favorite player on lock already.
Yeah, I really thought that they were going to show it because right before that, we got a lot of flashbacks and we got a flashback to how much she hates Jackson. And Cameron, we even saw a scene where they got into a fight because Jackson apparently has some issues with gas. You wouldn't think that as a have not that would be a major problem, but that they were all sleeping in the have not room. She keeps a spray bottle of Febreze near the bed, I guess, in case that happens.
Yes.
And he got really upset about this.
I don't understand how anybody could be upset about this to the point where you're storming off and screaming at somebody. It's just ridiculous to me. He's got some anger management that needs to be taken care of and addressed.
Yeah. Taryn, did he deny it at first? He said it wasn't him, and then really following the rule of he who denied it supplied it.
Not she who smelt it dealt it.
No, Kat smelt it, but only dealt the Febreze.
Yeah, this is an actual thing, and it continues to be a thing because you know they're small rooms, and Jackson's he's got a lot of gas to pass around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't seem to bother Holly, but Kat was not a fan. That Cameron, do you think that Febreze will come on as a sponsor of Big Brother 21?
I hope so. That'd be hilarious. You see the next veto competition sponsored by Febreze, but this isn't BB Canada, so it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So we also got a lot in this episode about the coming battle that Taryn has talked about often on the live feed update about Christy versus Mickey potentially. Cameron, how do you think that this is shaping up in the house?
Well, I Christy has a lot of power because she has the diamond power veto, which I think, like, is this the last week she could use it, or does she have one more week?
Right, Taryn? Oh,
okay. One more week.
Every week it's like a dangling carrot for the producers, to where it's like, I have the diamond power of veto and I could use it. And I get so excited every week that she's going to save somebody, and then it doesn't happen. So I think I want her to use it to get rid of Mickey, of course, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see. It doesn't seem like it's going to be the case this week, but I guess more on that to come. But Tara, are you surprised that the show started to build to this?
I'm not super surprised. I mean, it was the main cause of tension after the HOH, especially what we saw from Sis being mad at Holly for not dropping. And that leads pretty well into the Jackson segment. It also fits into Kat's motivations at the time. So I think that, you know, everybody's finally coming around to see Jackson in the way that a lot of the live feeders have for quite a while. And so the edit is catching up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you and Puya also talked about on Friday morning extensively that there was another video that did not make the edit tonight where Jackson didn't use Febreze. Did you see this, Cameron, where Jackson used a deodorant stick after the challenge was over? And he used the deodorant stick on an area that is not an underarm.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I had no idea this happened.
He's
wild. Does he use the same deodorant stick for his underarm?
Like, I don't think he has two deodorants, right?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, I did get some people telling me, or and by some people, I mean one person telling me, hey, no, this was specialized deodorant meant for those parts. But I have no confirmation of that whatsoever. I've never heard them talk about it. But apparently that does exist in the world.
Okay. All right. So people say it was deodorant. I guess we have to.
Well, again, One yes. person said yes. that. Nobody else had said that. I just wanted to be
Somebody
clear.
Said it in the chat also. So we'll see. We'll see if we can get to the bottom of that. But you would think that if he could just borrow the Febreze, Taryn, that could be.
Or just, you know, take a shower. I don't know.
Any of those things.
Just wet yourself. So,
yeah. We got to see Cliff come out with a bunch of beers. Taryn, how many beers did Cliff get in his HOH basket?
It looked like a 3 or 4. I'm not sure.
Right. How much. Like talk about saving them for a rainy day. This was a brilliant move on Cliff's part to take all of the goodies from the HOH basket and wait until you're not HOH to start handing them out.
Yeah, this is a smart move. Like I know some people like to save like cigarettes to use for the other house guests to like use them to barter with. So I think this is the first time I've seen them use alcohol. House guests use alcohol.
Yeah, Taryn, was this more powerful than Jack's chaos power? Cliff's 4 beers.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. So, good on Cliff to save those heinies for another day. We saw a little bit in this episode about the frustration for Nick and Sam to be going up on the block. Cameron, we saw at one point Sis really animated. She's like, if Nick doesn't go up on the block this week, then that's it. That's it. What's Sis's problem with Nick? I thought that they were at one point she was going to steal him from Bella. Well, why is she hate his guts now?
I think it's more of the fact that if Mickey doesn't follow through on the promise, like as that they made as a team, not so much that it's Nick going up on the block. And so if Mickey is going to not work with the team, why should I work with him? So that's why she's more animated. I don't think it's specifically targeted at Nick.
Yeah, does she have a problem with Nick, Taryn?
I wouldn't necessarily say she has a problem with Nick, but Christy and Tommy have a problem with Nick, Christy in particular, and therefore Sis has a problem with Nick. So I'd say that Sis legitimately asks Christy how she should feel about people. Like,
oh my God.
Do we trust this person? How do we feel about this person? We hate Nick, right? Yes, but she'll usually default to just like, I hate them and I want to trash talk them. And then sometimes she'll get talked down like, oh, no, we don't hate that person. She's like, oh. But for the most part, she takes all direction from Christy.
Yeah. Cameron, in the HOH competition, how many viewers of Big Brother do you think tonight were watching Sis and Holly square off as the final two people in the HOH competition and asking themselves, who are these people?
I think like 95% of the people, because they haven't had DRs all season. Mm-hmm. And now they're talking about wanting to be good competitors and show off their whatever, like saying that they came to Big Brother to prove themselves when they just heard about the show like months before getting on. It's just ridiculous. So I don't think anybody actually knows who they are. Yep. Because I'm watching it with my girlfriend or my fiance now. And yes. She's like, I don't know. I don't even know who these people are. And I'm having to explain it to her.
Yeah, Taryn, especially when Holly was in the DR, she had glasses on. It was like, wait, who is this?
They could have put in the commercials. And tonight there's a cruise ship coming with 3 new house guests.
Yeah, they could have done that. Speaking of the commercials, I don't know if you like walk out of the room or tune out, but there was a commercial for Love Island tonight that was absolutely insane. Do you mind? May I have permission for this diversion for 30 seconds to play the Love Island commercial that aired during tonight's Big Brother? They're really getting out of control with trying to promote Love Island. Here's Love Island.
The CBS Standards Department has requested that in the marketing of the new summer reality hit, Love Island, we refrain from using the following words and phrases, no matter how accurate they might be. Sizzling. Hot.
Super hot.
So freaking hot.
Bong.
Tiny thong.
Backstabbing.
Front stabbing.
Sexy.
Horny.
Sun's out. Buns out.
Italy.
Arousing.
Who wants to spoon?
Bonkers.
Cray cray.
Bananas.
Super banana.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Naked bonding.
Legally binding.
Plausible deniability.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, I can understand why they standards of practice did not want them to say any of those words.
They didn't seem that bad.
Yeah,
I feel like why would those be off limits? I don't get it.
I don't know. Sun's out, buns out. I don't know.
Those words felt to me like the kinds of words that I use in the morning updates to get around with the kind of words that the house guests use in the house.
Cameron, you don't watch Love Island, do you?
I saw an episode, and I think Winston was in it.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I watched it. And then I was like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't for Winston either.
All right. Okay. So, Cameron, do you have any thoughts on Sam here? He feels like that he's kind of in a position where Bella and Nick were not beloved figures, and he sort of caught up going down with this ship.
Yeah, I love Sam. I love his DRs. I love his personality. He did get kind of like when Nick and Bella got shot, he was part of their group, their trio. So he's definitely going down with the ship. And this just happens sometimes in Big Brother. A lot of it is luck. And I think the fact that he's going down playing. He's definitely established himself as a competitor. He's won two vetoes. People should be afraid of him, not just because of his competition game, but his social game is pretty good too. So I think Sam going down isn't that surprising right now.
Yeah. Karen, should Sam have distanced himself further away from Nick?
He tried. I mean, it wouldn't have worked. He was attached to Nick at the hip from basically the time the feeds came on, and you know he won those vetoes, and he didn't have to, and that made him a threat. So not only was he connected to Nick, but he was also a threat and a great person to get out because he was a threat and he was social and he's liked, and all of these things really just led to Sam being a target. So even if he had distanced himself from Nick, I feel like it wouldn't have worked. They wouldn't have trusted it. He would have had to start weeks and weeks ago.
He did make his case to Holly that he should not go up on the block.
And then am I going to go home? That would blow.
You're not going to send it out of the house.
Oh, right? My God.
That would blow. So, all right. But really, Cameron, we didn't see a ton of the Nick and Sam side of things. When there was not a lot going on.
There's not a lot that they could show. They're on the bottom. It seemed like everybody was targeting them last week, which is why Bella got out. So they could show them scramble and have a quick conversation with the HOH, but there's not a lot that they can do if they're going to stick together. They can try and stage a fight maybe, but they're just in a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. So we also got the Poison Ivy reveal tonight. And Cameron, what'd you think about this punishment, the Poison Ivy punishment? For they really hyped it up on Thursday night. Somebody will get the Poison Ivy punishment. And it turned out to be the people that know each other from outside the house. What another coincidence. Tommy and Christy get Poison Ivy.
This competition would suck. Like, not being able to shower for 4 days, that would be really bad. You're probably going to have to start putting deodorant in, you know, where they're going to probably borrow some Jackson's deodorant. But it would suck to be stuck in a room with them, on day three and a half, day four, when they haven't showered, not being able to go outside, that's a little bit annoying because that's where the pool table is and the pool. But I've seen worse competitions. Yeah. I mean, worse. What's the word?
I see Doom Tribe in the chat saying sis would love it. Hey, come on, knock it off. So, Taryn, they really made a meal out of this Poison Ivy reveal, because Tommy and Christy had to come out and tell everybody about this punishment that they had to do, and had to explain it to the house.
Oh my God, I hope this isn't contagious. I love to cuddle people in this house.
What are we going to do? Is it contagious?
Oh my God, I can't believe it. What's happening to us? Oh my goodness.
Is it contagious? Oh my, I didn't. What if it is?
What if this paint doesn't come off in a couple of days from now? Oh.
What if we cuddle and then the paint rubs off on the other people? Oh no.
Tommy's just too over the top, and it's, I hate it.
I appreciate the energy, but this was, you didn't need to try this hard on the to make the poison ivy thing happen. It goes on.
Oh, no.
So what happened?
Unfortunately, we have to be quarantined in the inside for the next 4 days. We cannot go outside.
And here's the bad part. We're not allowed to shower.
No shower.
We're going to be quarantined in the inside. Like, what is this? The upside down? It's like we're in the inside only. The inside, not the outside.
But we made a new alliance in the upside down. It's called the 11. Everybody's in it but Nick and Sam. And then we did find one other also disgusting thing from this episode.
4 days. Yo, your pheromones are going to be popping.
Stop. I don't want to hear any more about Christy's pheromones.
But they're going to be popping, Rob. That's a huge force in the house.
Yeah.
Just like they now have to show Jackson for who he really is, they have to show Christy for who her pheromones really are and what they do.
That was the line for me tonight where I was watching this. And when Nick said, your pheromones are going to be popping, that's where I said, what is this? What's going on here?
His face too. He was so proud of himself for saying it's like it's such a genuine comment from him. He was like, he really meant it.
The camera. This is a show where a guy pees himself, puts deodorant in his underwear. This girl's pheromones are popping. People aren't allowed to take a shower. The people use the shower for things that the shower is not meant for.
We haven't even gotten to the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
It sounds like Love Island.
I don't know. But Taryn, this is where Big Brother editors say, you know what? Left turn. We're doing recap of the recap tonight now. Okay. There's nothing left to see here for the game. Let's go. We're going all in on, we're going to do deep thoughts with Kat.
Starting with the moon landing, which I feel like this should have been brought in with the Cliff moon landing with Orwell.
Yes. Cameron, as a scientist, that do you feel like is Kat doing damage here, talking about conspiracy theories like the people did not land on the moon?
Yes, I feel like even though everybody, she's getting the edit, like she's ridiculous. This is validating like that some people even think like
yes.
This. So I'm a little upset that they're showing that.
Yeah. Do you think that after this season, Kat will go down to NASA headquarters and ask?
Hey, bitch is conspiring against me.
Maybe that's where she got the line from. She's just
she's so into conspiracies that she'll go down to Area 51.
Are you bitches conspiring against me?
Yeah. She's going to be sad. She's going to miss the whole raid Area 51 thing.
Yeah.
She started with the moon landing. Conspiracy expert. Yeah, there's no gravity on the moon. She talks about Tupac. Tupac is still alive. Tupac is hiding in plain sight. Maybe, Cameron, Tupac might have shaved his head. Now, that would be a great disguise for Tupac to shave his head so nobody will recognize him.
You know who Tupac was?
That's pretty smart.
Even shorter, though.
Okay,
even
is it Tupac? Oh, no. He's a bald head.
Totally bald.
He's a totally bald head now. So that can't be Tupac. It's not the Tupac that I know.
Victor actually just recently shaved his head from Big Brother 18. I'm just saying. I'm not making any claims, but I'm just pointing it out there.
Yeah. Did he shave his head now, Taryn, or
it's buzzed.
Okay, short. Sure. Also, the Avril Lavigne thing, Cameron. Now, did you know about the Avril Lavigne thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So this was something we recently talked about this on the most recent Conspirapod with Antonio Mazzaro about Avril Lavigne. Some people think actually, sadly, passed away, and there is a person who is impersonating Avril Lavigne, Taryn.
Right. And that person's name was what, like Melissa or Rachel or something?
Yeah, I think that's
it. I like how that person had a name, like they knew the person. And I just don't like, is Avril Lavigne like that big of a deal? I don't, that she would need to be replaced?
Well, you could go listen to Conspirapod 2, and Antonio Mazzaro will do a better job talking all about it. But Avril Lavigne, the rigors, as you can imagine, the demands of being there every day for the Avril Lavigne fans, Taryn, was too much for original Avril.
I guess so. Hopefully, Rob, you are the same Rob that I met years ago and not some imposter named Melissa.
Yeah. I've got a whole Liz and Julia Nolan thing going on where I have an identical twin that we actually switch out.
I get it.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
I always knew one of you was chubbier.
Yes. thickums, I'm the thickums.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything.
Yes. Okay. And then, Cameron, what about the aliens? Cat believes in all sorts of aliens, but should you say we're the dumbest ones?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of believe in aliens. What are the odds that there aren't some extraterrestrial life out there? Like, I find it more unrealistic that we are the only ones. I don't know if they're intelligent, but I'm on board with the alien train.
Not on board the ship. But no, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I think that more people believe that there are aliens than people who don't believe there are aliens. I think the question is, are they at Area 51?
Yes, that's the question.
That's the real question, I think.
I don't think so. I don't know what goes down there, so it's going to be hard to ponder.
Okay. All right.
Hopefully we'll find out soon.
Everybody's storming Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This was a big night for Kat, Taryn.
It was, you know, she'll continue to have big nights.
TV week.
Big, yeah, TV week. It'll be a big week for Kat. She got to, you know, rail against Jackson. She got to have her conspiracy. So, I mean, and you know what? She really stole this out from under Sam, because he's the true conspiracy guy in the house there.
I heard on the update this morning that he has a conspiracy about the pyramids.
The pyramids. Can you
set that one up? Because I blew my mind.
I do not know the details of his conspiracy, unfortunately, but he has a lot of them out there. I believe he is one of those people that he has a bunch of different theories. So I feel like him and Kat really need to get together and talk this out together, because the fact that Sam, who has been spouting conspiracies since the start of the show, is not getting the conspiracy edit doesn't make any sense.
It was something about the pyramids and dinosaurs. Cameron, have you ever heard this?
No, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's that no humans could have possibly built the pyramids with the technology that they had. So they must have somehow utilized dinosaurs to create something along those lines.
Stack the same dinosaurs or aliens. The aliens, I could see that because they would be able to move those heavy boulders with tractor beams. But I've never heard anything about dinosaurs being able to build pyramids.
Well, also, if you watch Stargate SG-1, that would also be a good source for this information.
Yeah. Why did they have dinosaurs that built pyramids on they build the Stargate?
No, the aliens. Aliens
that
did.
That makes sense. That one makes more sense to me. That's probably why they don't want you to go to Area 51. But the dinosaur stuff, come on, get out of here with this crazy talk. Okay. So, we got a little bit about Jackson and Holly talking about how they realize that Christy has to go next. Cameron, if you are Jackson or Holly, try to imagine yourself as one of that pair. And they're having these conversations about, okay, we need to go after Christy. Is this the best use of said HOH?
Well, they do know Christy has wavering feelings towards them. So, and she does have the power. So it might not be the worst way to use the HOH. Like, in my opinion, the worst way they could use the HOH is to get Jessica out because she doesn't provide anything. And so it would just be a waste of a week. I think like them going after Christy would actually be a pretty good use of the HOH because, you know, there's a ringleader in the house that has a lot of sway, has a power. And if you can somehow get her up and get her out, that would be a huge use of her HOH.
Taryn, do you feel like that Holly could have played this differently here in this week? Because, you know, that the house still, we've talked about Cliff and he could have taken a bigger swing with the veto. But for Jackson and Holly, I mean, they could, blow up the six here, but I don't see how they come away from it without getting just completely blown out the next couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, I think they are an even more imminent danger than Cliff was given his deal, in the sense that Christy is really talking about gunning for them soon. And with an expiring power next week, I could easily see her using that power to take the shot at Jackson. She wouldn't even need to be HOH and she would be able to make it happen. So they need to be careful and they need to remember what happened to Nick and Bella, who were in this exact same position just a couple of weeks ago, and they didn't take their shot because they felt like it's too early. We can't take the shot yet. We need to keep making them trust us. And they didn't do it. And then they were immediately now in trouble. And I do think that Nick and Sam don't have anything, as they mentioned in the episode, they don't have anything against Jackson and Holly. They were never the people that they were going to target in the first place. Sure, Nick mentioned putting Holly on the block, but he never actually wanted to target her. The person he wanted to take a shot at was Jack. And so if they decided to bring Nick and Sam in, I think 100% they would go on board because they have nowhere else to turn. And then also given the fact that they are talking with Cliff, with this big group splitting up, they would at least think that they had Cliff's loyalty, though they wouldn't. And then they also have Kat, obviously, as a connection to Holly. And with Kat comes Jess a bit as well. So they would be able to form their own kind of army that sets them up in a much better position. It's very risky though, and if they aren't sure that Christy's going to come for them, I can see why they would hold back. But given the amount of talk that we're seeing, I'm starting to think that maybe they should be thinking about this a little more seriously.
Yeah, it would be just so much more exciting, but Sam and Nick have no power. That's like, well, what's the upside here for them this week to make this move, Cameron?
The upside is you have two people on the bottom that don't have anywhere to go, that are good at competitions, that can win for you as a team. And they weren't the ones that betrayed the alliance. It was the six shooters. So they've proven that they could be loyal to the end. They voted to keep Bella. They didn't care about what voting for whatever the house wants. That's the upside in keeping them. They're loyal to each other and to whoever wants to work with them.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in some questions here, and then we'll get to talking about the live feeds from the weekend. Here is a JF who says, where did Sam go wrong? So many different places, probably somewhere around Scranton, would you say?
Somewhere around there. Yeah. I know. Actually, I mentioned this on the update this morning. I can pin all of this back to one decision. And that was Sam in the HOH room week one with Christy after she decided she was not going to backdoor Kemi. Her plan was to take out Kat instead. Kat was going to go home. All she needed to do, the only thing left to do, was tell Sam she didn't want the veto to be used, leave Cliff up there with Kat. Kat goes home and everything's fine. But Sam, winning the veto unnecessarily in the first place, really wanted to use it on Cliff for no particular reason other than that was the plan to begin with. Yeah, and he didn't want to have to go back on it. And so just for the sole purpose of like, but I really want to use the veto. Is there someone else we can put up? She was like, I don't want to put anyone else up, especially if they're not going to go home. Oh, well, what if we do send someone home? What if it's, I don't know, Ovi? We can send Ovi home. And Christy was like, oh, brilliant. We'll send Ovi home. So Sam got to use his veto. Ovi went home. And then the following week, when Sam tried to flip the votes to save Kemi, the votes weren't there because Kat wouldn't vote with them. Yeah. And continuing on, Kat has time and time again been the reason that they couldn't get Jack out and save Bella last week. I think it all comes down to that completely unnecessary decision on top of the fact that he won those vetoes unnecessarily. So that's where he went wrong.
Yeah, it's a whole butterfly effect for Sam. Cameron, Sam always has his hair seemingly like on point, like he's a cartoon character. Does he cut his own hair and then to keep it that short and gelled like that?
Yeah, I don't think any ladies are playing with his hair. And there's nothing else to do in there besides look in the mirror and play with your hair. So
does he give himself haircuts, Taryn?
I don't think he gives himself a haircut. It's not something I follow very closely, but I believe somebody else gave him some haircut.
He's got very high and tight. Does not get any longer in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they cut Nick and Sam's hair together, and so they were really going for similar styles, I think. And I think Sam did not need his hair to be cut.
Yeah. Okay. Gregory McBean says, Kat for Conspirapod 3. Yeah, I mean, I think that she would be good if Antonio ever wanted to step down. I think after each one, then she could give us the are you bitches conspiring against me? So,
and see, that should be Sam's spot.
Yeah, he could be
send it.
Yeah, put it on the wheel. Okay. This is one from ByRobot, who says, are Tommy and Christy prohibited from showering just so production doesn't have to keep reapplying the makeup? Yes. Okay. Well, there's always a production reason.
100%. It's not like you're not allowed to shower when you have poison ivy, right? Like, it's not a thing. So I'm 100% certain it's because they don't want to have to reapply the makeup.
Yeah. Taryn, I've been seeing the screenshots from today. What happened? I know that we're not in spoilers yet, but what happened with them? Why is the makeup totally different now?
It's part two. Rob, you mentioned that they were really milking it tonight. Just wait until future episodes.
We can't shower. It's getting worse around here, not better.
All right. It's spreading
everywhere. It's like an epidemic in this house already.
Oh man.
Okay. Jack says, Holly has Wyoming grit. Is that what you call that? easy, Jack. Okay. Cameron, they really did give Holly like a very heroic edit tonight.
Well, it's the only time we got to see her, so it was nice that we got any personality out of her, and they had to start showing her because she is the HOH, but it still seemed to be more of the Mickey show instead the Holly show.
From what we know about this Holly person, she seems like a real...
like she's from Wyoming, is that was what she seems. It's kind of a thing that we...
Her family is not in Wyoming.
It's a thing that she talks about Wyoming a lot. Even preseason she was. And so for her, like, first big, major, like, teary-eyed diary room session to be like, I'm from Wyoming. I lost it. Oh, it was good. It was good.
Okay. Get the KIA Wyoming, KIA Cheyenne, I believe. Is the capital.
I don't know.
Okay. Taryn, you've been to Wyoming?
I have not. Much to Holly's chagrin.
Okay. Cameron, have you been out to Wyoming?
No.
I'd like to.
I'd like to go snowboarding.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Lucky Sports Guy 99. Who within the six would take the first shot at each other? Do you think that Jackson would be the first of the six to get evicted? Okay. Taryn, I don't know if you can talk about this, if you want to wait till we get to spoilers or not. Do you have a sense of how that would play out?
I think that it will play out against Jackson's favor. Yes. I think that not for lack of trying. I think they're both willing to do it relatively soon, but I think Christy is willing to do it sooner. And I think she's going to have a lot more opportunity.
Okay. Jen Manning wants to know, what conspiracy theories do Cameron and Taryn believe in? Do you have any conspiracy theories that jump out to you?
Nothing.
Helen was not pushed. Helen was my conspiracy theory. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm working on trying to get Helen on the podcast later on this summer so we can ask her in person if we, I've been texting with her and hopefully we can get her on later on to clear that up.
I mean, once she says no hand touched my leg, the rabbit hole opens.
Yes. And say, well, what was it, a broom?
Exactly. What? Well, why do so many people think that she was pushed? Where did that narrative come from? You got to stop me, Rob, because okay. I'm just going to keep going.
All right. That's what they want you to think. Karen, do you have any conspiracy theories?
I can't think of any at the top of my head. This is ridiculous.
Okay. All right. This is one from Rick who says, hey, everyone, why are there two diary rooms this year? When production calls you to the diary room, they say, please go downstairs, upstairs. Yeah, Taryn, what's going on with that?
Well, they started this in Big Brother Celebrity 2, where they have a much more rushed time frame. And so it made a lot of sense to get two different diary rooms. They also, I think, want to pamper the celebrity house guests a little more by allowing them more time to like go and ask production for things and all of that stuff. So it made a lot of sense for Celebrity. And I think that they were like, you know what? We just made this other diary room. And now we have a functioning second one upstairs. Why don't we just keep this for the summer? It helps speed up production times and all that. So that'd be my guess.
Do they look the same?
I think that one is, obviously we don't know for sure, but I believe the one upstairs is smaller and uses a green screen, whereas the one downstairs is a little bit bigger and has an actual physical backdrop.
Interesting. Why would they use a green screen?
Because they would, so they don't have to rebuild the backdrop of the downstairs one, I believe.
Backdrop. Okay.
that's from memory, I think, from like a preseason interview. So don't quote me on that.
We don't have the production budget for two backdrops. Come on. What do you think this is? Love Island? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Alexander's is, what do you think of the relationship between Christy and Kat? Who benefits the most out of this flirt crush man? This is not something that we've seen on the show. So let's circle back to that. If you have any updates on Christy and Kat, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, that might be the signal that, one other about the TV show was Jackson's edit tonight, production's way of punishing him for difficult behavior during his have not week. Cameron, what do you think about this? All right. Let me ask you this conspiracy theory. Okay. So Jackson was somebody who it was well established. He's breaking the have not rules. Does that sort of bad behavior inside the house of being a headache for production, do you think that correlates to somebody getting not as good of an edit?
I think it definitely has an impact, but they also have to show when house guests are getting out of line. Well, they don't have to, but it's been getting out of line for a week or two now. And he's just been more and more tyrant. And I feel like they had to eventually show him being ridiculous. They haven't showed him do any of the have not, like, disobeying any of the have not rules, which I would want, because that infuriates me. I think he nominated himself, or he said, like,
yeah, he volunteered.
Yeah.
And then he can't keep up with the rules of being a have not. Like, you're on the show. Obey the rules of the show. There's like three rules, like no violence, and follow the rules of being a have not, and go to the DR when called. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Either one, upstairs or downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think that we've kind of noticed that in Big Brother Canada, occasionally, like, if people don't play ball with production, then their edit might sometimes suffer. But I actually feel like that's not really the case in the U.S. You know, thinking about last season, JC was the person who pissed off production, I think, the most of anyone. He was just constantly giving them crap and arguing with them and having the feeds cut and not following the rules. And yet he was giving them enough of what they wanted in the diary room. And giving the character that they were wanting,
like a real star in the diary room for them.
Exactly. So I think that, you know, I think that they're willing to overlook things. And I think I'm willing to bet that they're not very pleased with Kat or Holly, given the fact that they communicated preseason. And that's like something that they don't want. But Kat is a good character. And so they're willing to push her out there and show her off. So I don't necessarily think that they are overly mad at Jackson and trying to punish him with this edit. I think that it just makes sense given the current circumstances that it's time to pile on.
Yeah, and like you said a couple of weeks ago, Taryn, with Jack, when it's sort of like the writing is on the wall that a person might not be that long for the game, that then that's when they start to pile on. And I wonder if that maybe they took their foot off the gas a little bit here with burying Jack, as it looks like that he is out of sort of a, like, imminent trouble in terms of the way that the game is unfolding.
Yes, for sure. And I think that, you know, same way that when the whole thing happened during Nick's HOH, again, where I was like, I think we're going to get spared. Six shooters are going to be spared, and they're going to go all in on Nick and Bella because they're about to go down. I think the same thing is happening here, where Christy and Jack and them are sort of going to have the upper hand on Jackson and Holly moving forward because they did not take the shot here.
Okay. Lauren wants to know, what would your ideal DR catchphrase be?
I guess buffoon.
Buffoon. I
can't really think of anything else off the top of my head. I just like to use that word a lot.
All right. Let's do one more and then talk some live feeds. BB Survivor fans is, what's the longest HOH competition has ever been milked in the episode, because the feeds leading up to the nomination ceremony were so boring? Taryn, you said that they seem proud of this competition. Was that more it, or was it that they had not that much else to show us?
I think it was a combination of the two. Yeah, and I think that generally the competition will last about half the episode. I think that's generally the limit. If there's not much else to show and it's a particularly exciting, or at least they're proud of it, competition, then it'll last about a half hour, which is about how long this one lasted.
Now, Cameron, a lot of us were hoping to get some more details on the field trip coming up this week that they teased on Thursday, but we got no mention of the field trip. What do you think is going on here?
I'm not sure. I don't know what you're talking about. So, I saw the episode Thursday, but I don't know what field trip.
Julie teased that there was going to be a field trip power, which was going to come into play. Let's listen again to what she had to say.
You'll get to impact the game, America, by sending three house guests on a field trip.
Okay.
A trip that will put one house guest game on the line. And don't miss Big Brother After Dark late night, every night, only on Pop.
Okay. So one house guest game could be on the line, Taryn.
Yes. And again, it's not necessarily one of those sent on the field trip. This could be like the whatever they call them in the challenge, the tribunal or whatever. They say, like, give like three people the power to nominate a third nominee or something along those lines. So, you know, make sure you read the rules when this eventually comes before you vote, because we know that the audience has screwed up in the past.
Like, when will we vote? What will they do? Like, is it going to be Wednesday night? All right, America, you have the power to send the people on a field trip. And then are they going to go on a field trip during the show on Thursday?
It's very confusing. My best guess at this point is that Twitter? It's for next week. Is that they're queuing it up for the on Thursday? They're going to reveal the what it is, and then we're going to be voting.
Beginning one more time.
You'll get to impact the game, America, by sending three house guests on a field trip, a trip that will put one house guest game on the line.
And okay, I don't have the part of the clip before that. So, All right, we'll see. We'll see. That seems weird that they would tell us about it, that we're going to get the chance to vote for it a week from now. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
It's like this isn't like a perfectly choreographed production.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's telling, Cameron, that you didn't even know what this was. That's how like strange this whole situation is, and how little they've talked about it.
Okay, all right. So we will see. All right, so let's jump into talking about some of the spoilers from this weekend. We'll talk about the power of veto and all things heading into this week's eviction. Okay, and then before we get to the spoilers, let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at AIS, the auto insurance specialist. And if you want a real spoiler, here's one for you: that auto insurance rates have a habit of creeping up. So if you want to finally decide to do something about it, you can call up AIS like I did, because they are the specialists. They use their smart quote technology to shop the rates of dozens of insurance companies in just a few seconds. You're going to get a quote of how much money you might be able to save in as little as just 5 minutes. Insurance rates are rising fast, but the big insurance companies are hoping you're not gonna call. You're not gonna send it. So take back control and get to AISinsurance.com/Rob and let AIS use their smart quote technology to save you money in your car insurance, just like they did for me. Don't make your next insurance payment until you check your rates with AIS. Go to AISinsurance.com/Rob. It's the easiest thing you'll do today to save some money on your car insurance. Believe me, 1-800-777-4AIS. That's all at AISinsurance.com. We will be back on a Wednesday night, again live with more Big Brother recap. And let's get into some spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected, and that protective action should be taken.
I had an idea for something inappropriate to do with the taboo buzzer, but I'm not doing that. It's not that kind of show. This is not Love Island. Sun's out, buns out. Hot, humid. All right, Taryn, let's talk a little bit about the weekend headlines. All right, so power of veto. Sam said, "I gotta win it."
Yes. And instead, in the episode, I think what we're going to get is, yeah, so I went out there and I gave it all my best shot, and I was really trying really hard, and then I won it. And so now I've won the veto. And so that's going to be great for me. And I'm just going to try and do my best to continue to move on in this house.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's the diary room performance that we get from Nick, because Nick won the veto.
Nick wins. What kind of veto was it?
They had to, I guess, herd sheep,
yeah,
of some sort.
What?
I believe there were actual sheep, and they had to deal with the sheep.
Big Brother 19 comparison, Cameron.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were real.
I believe they were real. And I believe Tommy was disqualified because he was like too rough with the sheep or something.
What do you want? It was a sheep. It was in my way.
At least it didn't get poison ivy.
I'm not even allowed to go outside of the house. What's my mother gonna say about all this when she hears?
Yeah, so I have no idea, but Nick won it.
Congratulations. All right. Nick is going to stay, and then we're going to get a replacement nominee. And ultimately, who are we getting, Taryn?
Well, the word out on the street was that it was going to be Nicole. Uh-oh. Because Nicole was really getting thrown under the bus quite a bit by Kat all week long. And Holly in particular is very anti-Nicole. She was even talking about, you know what, if I put Nicole on the block, she's my target. She's going home. That's how it's going to be. However, flashback to a couple days ago, Kat actually, in addition to throwing Nicole under the bus and trying to get her backdoored, volunteered for the block and said, hey, this is probably going to screw up my game, but if you need a pawn, I can go up on the block. Mm-hmm. And they were like, that's a brilliant idea. And so when everyone was talking about putting Nicole up potentially, Christy was like, oh, no. Kat makes way more sense. Let's just put Kat up on the block. And so Kat is the current plan as the for the replacement nominee. Completely just she decided to volunteer for it for no reason.
Yeah. Well, look, she wants that screen time.
Yes, that was part of what she said. I'll get to cry all week and America will love me, she said.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
Cameron, what could go wrong?
She's a wild card, and that's why I like her so much. Like, she's just completely out of nowhere all the time. Like, her brain is probably thinking about what's going on in Area 51 while she's spending time in the Big Brother house. And it's very, very entertaining and a breath of fresh air with this cast. So I like Kat.
Mm-hmm. So, Taryn, is there any chance that Kat's in danger this week?
Not likely. And to be clear, Kat inadvertently saved Nicole. She's been trying to get Nicole evicted. She did not intentionally volunteer to save Nicole. She's actually been trying to do the opposite. Yeah. In case that was confusing. Was she in any danger? Not likely. The only people that are really like looking to keep Sam in the house are potentially Holly and Jackson at best. And so they're also the people that have a lot of incentive to keep Kat around. Christy wants Sam gone. She likes Kat, as we alluded to earlier with that question. Christy has a little bit of a crush on Kat. She likes her. She likes spending time with her. She wants to bring her far into the game. And so that's all looking fine. However, there are some things that could backfire on Kat. She is getting obviously paranoid. As soon as she volunteered for the block, she's like, but you guys aren't going to conspire and vote me out, right? Like,
yeah.
So with Kat freaking out and being the leaky faucet that she is, she's really starting to resemble Bella's game. She's been ratting herself out all over the place with Holly. She exposed the Cliffs Angels Alliance, which hasn't quite made the show yet. And that obviously consists of Cliff herself, Jessica and Nicole. She exposed that to Holly. And now she, even just a couple of hours ago, or even sooner than that, was talking to Holly about Christy and how Christy is a huge threat in the game. And then they should be talking about targeting Christy, and Christy's going to be targeting them soon. And so with her doing essentially what Bella was doing, where she is like in an alliance and then ratting her own alliance out, and then also being the person in the middle telling the people in danger from Christy that Christy's coming for them, she could get outed in the same way that Nicole got outed. Mm-hmm. Like, this is some dangerous territory for her. Will it happen? I really doubt it. But the pieces are there where if Sam caught wind of this, or if Holly let it slip because she was like, well, maybe I can just ask Sis about this, yeah, or whoever, and then it gets out, that could be very dangerous for her. But I think for the most part, we're looking at a pretty smooth week for the rest of the week. Kat will go on the block, and then Sam will leave unanimously.
Yeah. Cameron, Sam doesn't strike me as somebody who is going to be able to handle the block well heading to eviction night.
No, I mean, who really can? It's a very stressful time. Really, and
the best way to handle it is to act like it doesn't bother you at all. And I just think that Sam is way too high strung to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, but you also don't want to go home and get evicted and then be like, I could have, should have, would have done this.
It seemed like you're taking it really well, but, you know, sort of like, you know, make small, subtle moves. I don't think Sam does subtle anything, Taryn.
No, we did gloss over his performance in the HOH competition, where he just completely falls horizontally.
Yeah, I have it, the clip from it. Here's Sam in the HOH.
So while my life is in shambles, I look over and everyone else is completely solid. And there I am, just hanging on like a moron.
I like that.
Yeah.
That was good. I like Sam's cadence where it's like every three or four words are normal and then the rest of the sentence is all caps.
Yeah. He'd be terrible to text with.
He'd be really terrible to text with.
Yeah. Send it. Yeah. So I'm up there and all of a sudden I look like a moron.
Oh, what have I done? How did I get there?
Yeah. Poor Sam. What could have been? What could have been?
What a way to go.
It'd be fun to have him on the outside. Get him on Twitter. Talking. Yeah,
we'll get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Inject some energy.
Yeah. Oh, Taryn, I've heard about you from Cliff.
I heard that you guys talk about us every day.
I'm like, what? Okay. All right. So a quiet week, potentially losing our loudest person, ironically. Tara, when is the double eviction?
You know, I would have expected Julie to mention that we had one coming up if we had one coming this week. So I would assume it's next week.
Next week.
But you never know. But I would definitely assume it's next week.
Right. Cameron, you have any thoughts on that?
Maybe the double eviction is like tied into the where the house guests have to nominate people, like the three.
The field trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a couple more questions here tonight. Michelle wants to say, wishful thinking that Christy is smart enough to work with Nick to use her power to get Jackson on the block this week. Then Jackson goes home on Holly's Hatred. Yeah, that's not happening.
No, not this week. She does not want
that's
Nick.
The conspiracy theory that you were trying to make happen, but
fake news.
Yeah.
She does not want Nick and Sam in the house together. However, once Sam is gone, I could see them being like, you know what? Nick's not that big of a threat. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can leave Nick and we can take our shot.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Nico, who wants to talk about why have you not discussed Jackson's passive aggressive micro tantrum in reaction to Holly wanting to have a girl sleep over the first night of her HOH instead of with him? Tara, was there a micro tantrum?
Well, yeah, I mean, we did discuss this on the morning update. We had a whole thing about it, where yes, he basically was very like passive aggressive about it the next morning, where he was like, yeah, and you know, so the, you know, Holly wanted to sleep with Christy and Sis, and so I was like, yeah, sure, you know, whatever, because I'm totally on board with that. And so then I went up and made them breakfast, because you know, I just gotta get on their good side, and I'm just playing the game really well.
I heard about
so.
The fruit salad.
Yeah.
So, all right. What are you going to do? Micro tantrum's not that bad in this house. Okay. All right. Is that it? All right. Let's talk about what's coming up. Survivor South Africa, episode 11 recap. Boy, Shannon Gates is pulling double duty right now with between the Island of Secrets with Mike Bloom, episode 11 recap. And then we also have, are we going to Australia next, Scott? So we might be stuck. No, Amazing Race Canada, season 7, episode 4. That's up with Jess and Dan Heaton of the latest Amazing Race recap. Are You the One? Season 8, episode 6. Cameron, you watch that? Are You the One?
No, I'm pretty much only watched Survivor and Big Brother and whatever's on HGTV.
Oh, you like Property Brothers?
Oh yeah, the Property Brothers are my. I love the Property Brothers and like Beach Bargain Hunt. You know, not typical CBS shows. Okay. Oh, and HGTV, the Game Show Network.
Okay,
I love that show, man.
Okay, what game show?
Dude, Steve Harvey. I don't agree with him. In any point except for on Family Feud.
Yes. He
cracks me up, man. I love it. Like every time anything sexual, you see his big dumb face like, oh, this is a family show. And it just, man, I feel so, it's so funny to me.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting any of that.
Dude.
Love Island week 3 recap. Hey, Taryn, you know what they can't tell you about Love Island, right?
I don't know. What is it?
The CBS Standards Department has requested that in the marketing of the new summer reality hit, Love Island, we refrain from using the following words and phrases, no matter how accurate they might be. Sizzling. Hot. Super hot. So freaking hot. Bomb. 90 thong. Backstabbing. Front stabbing. Sexy. Horny. Suns out. Buns out. Italy. Arousing. Who wants to spoon? Bonkers. Cray cray. Banana. Super banana. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Naked bond. Legally binding. Plausible deniability. Guilty as charged.
Check out the titillating cray cray B-A-N-A-N-A-S Love Island week 3 recap.
This episode sponsored by Love Island.
The legal I think give the lawyers a raise at CBS who said they can't say anything. I was like, all right. And then we have got our Taryn update for Monday morning. It was 1 week ago when Derek Levasseur called in for a day of nonstop Big Brother coverage. What will happen tomorrow? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Of course, catch Taryn all week long. Then the LFC roundtable. No Derek this week, Taryn?
No Derek this week. We gotta keep it under 3 hours. So. Yeah.
I like that Derek was giving out a lot of like 6.5, like yeah. the regular integers did not well, line up.
Derek makes the rules. He doesn't follow them.
Yeah. All right, Big Brother Roundtable. And then we'll be back on Wednesday night for the veto recap. Get to see all of the sheep and everything else that's going on in the Big Brother house. So be on the lookout for all of that. Of course, all of this is made possible by the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Find out more about everything we have going on behind the scenes, our patron only podcast feed, and much more. RobHasAWebsite.com/patron. A very busy week of podcasts coming up on the show. Cameron, where can people check out what you're up to?
You could follow me at Twitter and Instagram at Cameron Herd 210. And McCray and I also talk a little Big Brother after the show.
How's McCray doing?
After you. McCray's doing great, man. He's just living his best life, I guess. Me and him we're really good friends. He's like my best friend from Big Brother. So, yeah, I mean, it's a kind of a weird relationship to the most hated seasons. And then we just part.
Yeah, so but a beautiful friendship has evolved.
Yeah, something has blossomed from that, from those two seasons.
What part of the country do you live in?
I'm in Chicago and he's up in Minnesota.
Do you ever get together in person?
We did for the Big Brother Canada finale. Okay. We both went up to Toronto and for BB Can 6, not 7.
Okay.
So that was the only time we actually met each other.
But it was glorious.
It was glorious. I ate a raw onion and threw it up.
What?
Because I lost a bet and
nobody took it to the bathroom first, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Take a bite first.
But I hate onions. Onions are disgusting. So I threw it up right away. And McCray's chomping on it like it's a goddamn apple. And he's like, I love this stuff, man. And I'm like, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing ever. He probably puts it on all of his pizzas.
Maybe.
That right. Monster.
Yeah. Well, Cameron, thank you for joining us tonight. It's great to catch up.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's okay. Been a pleasure.
Okay. And of course, Taryn has got everything going on with the live feed update and on Twitch. Any big plans this week, Taryn?
We'll be hanging out. We'll be talking about Big Brother and all sorts of stuff. It'll be fun.
Okay. All right. So, Taryn, thank you. Thank you, Scott St. Pierre, behind the scenes tonight. And then, Ollie will be back on, Wednesday night, and then Caitlin will be back on Thursday night for our eviction and our field trip. When we find out more information about all that, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.